By the way, so I got back on this from the ski trip, right?
Yeah, how was it?
It was the first time I've ever felt old.
Why?
Okay, so do you remember the old Michael Pena episode from like a year and a half ago? And we started talking about EDM shows and we were like trying to figure out the name of the DJ that has the ears. And it ended up being Deadmau5. It was Deadmau5.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. So Deadmau5 played Aspen. Dear listeners, this is like a guy's trip, which I do every year, where it's just me and some college buddies. But
yeah, and it kind of makes me fucking crazy.
It's been happening
that you still
for like 14 years, and now we're all 40, and we're at this Deadmau5
like,
concert.
Don't your wives and girlfriends get pissed off?
That's another story. We can get into that another time. But this is what we don't know this is what a DJ does. Ready? Take a look.
Okay.
Take a look. Look, ready? And
so you guys went to this?
We went to the concert, yeah. It's at a club.
He's not wearing the ears. But this is what people do. They just stand around and they watch him push buttons. Like, I don't think he's mixing. I don't know what he's doing. Ready? And now he's about to drop it. And watch the crowd. There we go.
You know what?
I did it for 3 hours.
I'm sure our listeners could inform us. They're going to be annoyed and they're going to be like, you guys are old.
We're too old, right? Yeah. Now here's the one and only...
Allison Janney!
Allison Janney!
Listen, this is your third time to be on the podcast.
It is. I'm not surely. I'm not the record holder in that.
We actually, with the first episode, it's gone.
Oh, that's
the
right.
The classic lost episode.
Guinea
that
pig.
Is.
Because
the lost episode. So
whoever has it, it's a collector's item now. Whoever has that downloaded on their phone somewhere.
I think we were just making it. I was making a ton of orgasm noises.
We were dirty. We went places. Together.
That was back when I thought, you know, that truly no one was listening. I'm still not sure if anybody is, but
it doesn't feel like when you do these things that you're it feels like we're just being silly and talking to ourselves with microphones. And
I know. Isn't that the beauty of it?
It is kind of fun. It just lulls you into a false sense of security and safety. You start saying, you know what, who I hate.
Allison, will you describe the photo that's right behind you?
Oh, it's one of my favorite pictures I've ever taken. As you dear listeners know, or may not know, Anna and I, we just make out sometimes, especially if we don't know what to do or we just want to be silly and we want to make people laugh. We'll just make out, and it seems to make people very happy. So there's a picture. It was an evening at Warner Brothers celebrating Chuck Lorre and all of his shows. It was a huge event for Chuck, and so all of the casts.
No, I'm sorry.
All the cast from the shows from Big Bang Theory. From Mike and Molly, from
Two and a Half Men,
and Mom, we were the newcomers. They put us way in the back. And Chuck is down center, and I just looked at Anna and I said, "We have to make out in this because we're way in the back. Nobody sees us." And they took the picture, and we gave it to Chuck, and it's one of his favorite pictures ever. Because everyone is looking so serious and great, and there Anna and I are making out at the very back.
It's an amazing picture. And Michael, get a picture of that so we can put it on our Instagram when this episode comes out.
You see us, right? I mean, it's.
And
it's
I think
just,
you and I have the same like fucked up sense of humor, where the idea of like mother daughter making out is so.
It's just wrong on so many levels.
Felt so good.
God, it was so fun. It's one of my favorite photos ever.
And that's why, like in this episode that we've been rehearsing, I love it when you spank my ass because we've done that a few times before.
I play your mother, but I feel like I own you.
Well, you were never there for me, you know.
I know, so I'm making up for it now. I'm making up for it now by just, you know, getting to know your body.
No wonder I have relationship problems.
I know, poor Christy. Oh, God.
Hey, Allison, what's like the most stressful thing about, maybe this is like a horrible conversation lead, but about sort of the whole awards experience. I have this like, I like to think that I'm a virgin. I am a virgin. My only award has been like, I think the Bahamas Film Festival.
It's
like
Stony.
Best newcomer. And
did you win a Stony?
Look at Sim. He's like,
I remember that.
I think that's pretty cool.
Me too.
Oh, listen, I'm super proud of my Stony. It's a bong. But
is it really? Of course, of course. Do they put anything in it, or they just do they?
No, it came empty. Yeah. Came empty and a little bit broken. But is it like the hair, make, and do you get this question a lot, or is it the red carpet? Is it like who to say, like what? All these.
What
things
are the most stressful things about? Probably all the things that you don't like either. The hair and makeup is, it's really fun what they do and how beautiful you feel after they do it. But it's real. And this is like, you know, oh, poor me, blah, blah, blah. But just to, between you and me and whoever's listening and Tim, and it's just sitting, you know, still literally sitting there for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, however long it takes, and having people in your face, poking, or touching, pulling, you know, and it feels like it's never going to.
And your mind is probably kind of racy, whatever.
Yeah, you get nervous and thinking about all the things that stress me out, which is I get stressed out about who the driver's going to be. Is he going to take the right way? I feel like Holly Hunter in Broadcast News when I get in a car with him. You got to take the 101. Don't get on there. Get off. I have to stop myself from worrying about how the driver's going to drive there, the traffic, how long I'm going to have to sit in the, you know, and then the red carpet makes me very nervous because I feel like I have processing disorder in my mind. And when people are asking me questions and the way, you know, people arrive and people are screaming and yelling and people are talking literally 2 inches away from you and it's very hard to focus. And I feel like I'm also not one of those people that comes up with the quick, quippy answer on the floor. I'm like,
hey, Allison, yeah. Allison Janney.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, it's Cherry from BWE.
BWE.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Kate, so first of all, what makes tonight special for you?
Well, I think it's just, you know, it's just a lovely night that you get to see old friends
it's like a reunion.
And you see everyone so dressed up and you know, and seeing just being and celebratory.
Well, congratulations. So you're here for Tanya.
Yes.
What a crazy story that was.
Yes,
that really was. I wasn't born then, but I've seen the movie. You're fantastic in it.
Thank you.
Did it take a lot of courage to sort of step into, sort of the role of a real person?
Well, that's what I love to do as an actor. I love to be a real person. You know, I like to just, you know, discover. I'm like a little detective. I like to find out what makes this character do this or that. Sure. Or like if I were playing someone like you, I'd like to know what makes you talk the way you do.
And have you ever been sexually harassed before?
I only by Anna Faris, actually. A host, I shouldn't say that on National.
Oh, no, that's a good scoop.
I mean, she's just so fun. But she does, she's a little handsy.
She gets a little gropey.
Little gropey, but that's just between us, though, Cherry.
Oh, of course. Oh my gosh! So I know I'm not supposed to ask this, but who are you wearing tonight?
Oh, well, this is a lovely dress that was made to me. Actually, I can't even remember who made it. I'm gonna have. Can you look in the back of my tag here?
Oh my gosh! See? This is so funny.
Can you see who? I can't see who it is.
Oh, Tom, get this.
I can't even see.
Oh, it looks like Hannah Montana made it.
Hannah Montana Couture. Yes, that's exactly. She did. Who knew? She decided designing dresses after, you know, the singing career didn't work out.
So who are you going to thank tonight?
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to.
You're going to win. Who are you going to thank?
I don't, you know, I'm going to probably thank my the person who wrote the script for me, and thank the producers, and thank, you know, all the people that
deserve. Do you keep like the list in like your brassiere or your like your thumb?
Oh,
or...
I got it memorized up here. I have to have those those people. The people I have to thank.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
You have to memorize.
So now, who are you dating?
I am actually here with my nephew. Who I am not dating. Let's not go there. You know, that would be not a good, not good. No. So I'm actually, right now I'm just experiencing, myself and what
you're
I
hot and ready to try.
That's right. there's such a long line here. I really got to.
No. Wait, a couple more. One or two more questions. Allison.
Get my publicist. Allison. Yes. I'm
Allison.
Sorry.
Oh,
yes.
just a couple more things.
All right. Just worried because I'm at the start of the show.
No, just a couple more things.
Okay.
Now, do you believe that the Russian inquiry should go forward?
You know, that's such an interesting question to ask on the red carpet. Yes, I do, actually. I believe there's something there. I think that they should keep probing. I think, you know, the probe. Yeah.
No. I want to be probed. Go on.
I believe there's lots to be discovered there. I think we ought to get to the bottom of it.
We should get to the bottom. And
I'm just starting. Is it hot? I'm getting very sweaty.
A little warm here. You know what they say about those red carpets? The heat's always coming.
Oh my God! Look who's here! Look at Tina Fey's right behind me.
Tina. Nope, not nominated. Okay.
I'm actually starting to sweat like I do. I'm starting to like. Oh my God! Being asked just that, you know.
Oh, hashtag Allison Janney. Part of the Me Too movement, part of the probe, and we're here to celebrate ice skating, acting, artistic endeavors, the all celebration of all genders.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're lovely to talk to.
Oh, and it's been such a pleasure. You literally have been one of my heroes.
Oh, thank you.
For a really long time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So I love what you
loved. I loved you on that, The Wing.
The Wing.
Yes.
Oh, West Wing.
Yes.
Yes,
oh,
yes, yes.
Oh, God, yes,
yes. The Wing. Yeah, The Wingers. Sometimes people call them people who, yeah. Okay, I know what you're
talking
about.
Oh, my gosh, you were so inspirational.
Did you watch that?
Have you ever thought about running for president?
Oh, no. Only if Aaron Sorkin wrote the role for me and wrote my speeches would I consider doing that.
You know? Oh. Is he your lover?
I never took him as a lover. No, we never took each other for lovers. I'm sure we thought about it, because who doesn't? Because Aaron's very handsome and sexy, but I was taken at the time. I was not available, and I don't play around.
Oh, well, all right, you guys. That was Allison Janney. I'm Cherry from BWT, and congratulations on everything tonight.
Thank you so much.
And I hope that you do grow the wings that you deserve.
What is BWT? Just before it, BWT, Broadcast Women's Television? Is that what it is?
You know what?
Yes.
There's been a little bit of a corporation change switch-up.
Oh,
so we're still sort of figuring that out.
You're figuring out changing. Okay, all right. Just, well, whatever you decide you are, it's
oh,
lovely.
And congratulations.
Thank you so
you look
much.
Stunning.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I'm already.
At what point would the publicist just drag you away?
Oh, she would have been. My publicist would have been like scratching Anna's arm, like, or hitting her, like tapping her, like, time to go. And wrap it up. And I think if this kind of thing had gone on, I literally would have been like, I'm so sorry. I would have just walked away. I don't know if it wasn't. Well, some of them, they're not on camera. They hold little video, little, you know, what do you call them? Tape recorders. But the on camera ones are very nerve wracking because they just ask, you don't know what they're going to ask you. They ask you, what do you think about
Russia? Think about Beyonce?
What's going on? Or what do you think about James Franco? What do you think about? And I just hate being put on the spot because I'm not good on the spot.
Because it's also, I guess the purpose almost is to kind of blindside a little bit or catch you off guard.
It feels to me like they're looking for someone to mess up so they have they're looking at their soundbite, or they're looking for someone to mess up that will be, you know, blasted all over. And what's that?
That was me, maybe.
See, the Russians, we are being bugged.
Yeah. We're the top priority, Janny. You and I. Allison, do you have a nickname for me? You call me Ferris a lot.
I call you Ferris a lot. I like to sometimes call you what your mom calls you, Ani. I like to call you asshole when you're not around.
Yeah.
And
but it's a really pretty one, isn't it? I mean, come on. No, it's a pretty little asshole.
I wish I did have a cuter nickname for you. Like, you call me Jambone. Jambone.
Jambone.
Jambone. Jambone. Ani.
You call me, you'll like yell Ferris. Down the hall and you'll say Ferris.
I like Ferris. That's a good one for you.
Yeah. The other day I heard somebody call you Allie. That was crazy.
It's funny. I know who you're. Kristen called me, calls me Allie. And she's, I mean, she's so cute. She can call me whatever she wants. I love her. But no one ever, it's as if someone's saying Sarah or a completely different name because it's not my name. But she's calling me Allie and I'm going to let her because gosh darn it, I like Kristen Chenoweth and she can do whatever she wants. What'd she call you?
I don't think she's ever said my name before.
Did you introduce yourself to her? She was just on our show, listeners.
She does. I do feel like she's a very intimate speaker.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when she talks to you, she gets close and it's intense and wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I don't know, in the past, she's grabbed my hand and she's like, Anna, you need help. Like, I know. I know, Chris. Like, I'm 41, and this is something I've realized.
Oh my God, she's so sweet. She's coming to our 100th episode. I don't know when it airs, but it's like soon. Any moment, our 100th episode is airing, and she's coming to our 100th episode party.
Oh, good.
I know we're gonna have to. Let's... Are you coming to our 100th episode party, Sim?
I don't get invited to anything.
Really?
No. I would love to. Can I?
Fucking Jambone, stirring up the shit pot. Breaking up the podcast team.
Allison, if you're going to invite me, I would gladly accept your invitation.
Really?
Oh, fuck you.
You can come, Sim.
Thank you so much,
come
Allison.
To the 100th party.
I really appreciate your invitation. Absolutely. I will be there.
Be Thank there. You. Be there. And wear something nicer than what you're wearing right now. Please. Jesus. What are you wearing, Anna? Are you going to wear a short dress or a long dress? Are you going to bump the trend and go in jeans and a t-shirt? Because you look pretty cute right now. But
thanks. I think I'm going to wear a black dress that's in my closet. What are you going to wear?
I'm going to wear a long... you're going to cut all of this, I know. But I'm going to wear a long etro kind of hippie flowy dress. A hippie dress with flats.
Oh,
I'm telling
you,
flats.
Reeking of confidence.
No, I'm just wearing flats. I'm
tired
of
reeking of insecurity.
I think that's why I don't like the carpet because when I'm in high heels, I feel so unsettled.
How
I like
tall
to
are
be,
you
I'm
in heels?
6'3" probably, and it's too tall. And I feel like I want to be on the ground when people ask me questions. Instead, I'm teetering above them, and I feel self-conscious. But on our red carpet for our 100th episode, I'm going to be in flats.
Hi, this is Mr. Duncan here in Study Hall. Are the Heathers here? Heather Duke, Heather Chandler, and Heather McNamara?
What?
Present.
Oh my God. Well, I want to introduce a new student to the class, and her name is April Boynihan. April, will you meet the Heathers, please?
Boynihan.
Did you just say Boynihan?
Yeah, that's... Hi. Oh my gosh. You guys are... you're beautiful. Oh, yeah, I'm April...
April, there's really no easy way to tell you this. Your voice is grating. It really is.
Really? That's funny. I don't know. I feel so weird. This is kind of awkward being at a new school. So wait, can I? I don't really know. I don't know. You guys are just so beautiful. Oh my God.
Hey, spit it out, April. Spit it out, what honey. What is it?
God, you sound like a hush puppy.
I really do like dogs a lot.
Ew.
You don't like dogs?
They're bad for the environment.
They don't have thoughts.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. They do like to smell things though. Hey, wait, okay, you're Heather?
Bingo. Yeah. That's right.
Do you guys have like nicknames?
Not for you.
Oh no! I mean, I'm new here. I'm April, but like you could.
You can call me Heather.
You can call me Heather.
And you can call me Heather. Our nicknames are for internal use only. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool. So do you guys play sports? You seem like you're like all lacrosse players or something fancy like that.
Lacrosse?
I don't know. It seems like you guys are so beautiful and fit.
No, I don't play lacrosse.
I don't even know where to begin. Who are you? Why are we here? Who is responsible for this?
Okay, honestly? Heather's, let's all be nice here to our new student. In fact, let's just play a game right now. We're going to play a game called Deal Breakers. In April,
I don't know,
do you want to play?
Mr. Duncan, these people are making me feel small.
Well, why don't you, let's try it out. You know, make friends here. You're new to the school, and the Heathers are,
hi.
I mean, I'm not going to say they're sweet, but.
Heather. That's like Heather squared. I'm not really good at math. That's why I got held back a couple years. But
you do look 20.
Oh, well, thanks. that's thanks to, you know.
Don't be nervous, April. Why don't you ask?
I'm
you said you
nervous.
Wanted to play this game with them. Okay. Why don't you play?
Okay. So first of all, Heather Duke, can I ask you a deal breaker?
Fine.
Okay. Do you like somebody who constantly posts on Twitter?
Oh, that's a deal breaker for me, Anna.
Oh, it's April, but that's cool. It
My
starts,
bad.
That's okay. It starts
Anna, April. I mean, there's really no
it's
difference.
It's hard to remember your name.
I can't.
I mean, if he posts on Twitter, he's probably like a journalist who failed an improv class. So, no, I don't like guys who post on Twitter.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. So, Heather Chandler?
Speak.
Okay, I'm trying. It's hard. You guys are really intimidating. Okay, he only uses his home phone and he doesn't have a cell phone?
Deal breaker.
Oh, why?
Because if he has a home phone, it probably means that he has a cable package and cable is for old people and poor people who don't know any better.
Okay, this one's for Heather McNamara.
That's cute. McNamara, Anna, okay?
It's April.
Oh, it's April.
April.
Apparently, sorry.
That's cool.
I mentioned that earlier, Heather.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. He or she is under the age of 35?
Yeah, that's not a deal breaker at all. I mean, you know, I think you should totally just date, like, age-appropriate people, Anna, and,
April.
You know...
April
Boynihan.
Yeah. Right. You should totally date age-appropriate people. And, you know, when I say people, I mean women, you know? So
really, Heather?
Yeah, really.
That's really how you feel?
Yeah, Heather.
Oh, I don't want you guys to fight over the deal breakers, though, please. I mean, you can.
We would never fight over you. Yeah. Ever.
No. And I would never be that arrogant. You guys are beautiful. okay.
So,
Heather Duke, he is pursuing his dreams of becoming a stand-up comic.
Oh, that's a deal breaker for me, Anna, because...
Sorry.
April.
I'm in one more time,
God,
Heather.
Sorry. I'm having a full brain aneurysm right now.
Oh, my God.
April,
are you
going
to die?
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, then this game will be over.
Well, wait. I have an idea really quick. I think that we're just going to give you a name that feels right for us, and then we'll stop messing it up.
I like that.
What do you think? I think
squelch?
She sounds like a squelch.
Oh.
Squelch.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, squelch. You may continue.
Roll off the tongue and not super sexy.
Just try it. Can you just real quick say, "Hi, nice to meet you. My name is Squelch."
Hi, my name is Squelch Boynihan from Tulsa, and
that's beautiful. Right. I love that.
Squelch
it is. Hey, Squelch.
Squelch, you're fabulous.
Okay, sorry. Back to you, Heather.
It's definitely a deal breaker pursuing stand-up comedy for me, Squelch, and I'll tell you why. Because if he's pursuing stand-up comedy, I mean, there's no guarantee that he's not going to masturbate in front of you without your permission.
Oh, God.
Oh, but I thought, Heather Duke, you sort of liked that.
Oh, God. Girl, you don't know me.
I did sort of look you up. I did do a little bit of Heather research.
Heather Duke definitely loves when people masturbate in front of him, but not without his consent.
Yeah. Can you get off my cam, girl?
Okay, Heather Chandler.
The cam is not for no student can be on my cam.
Okay, Heather Chandler.
Yes.
Is this a deal breaker? He treats you with respect and loves you unconditionally. Is that kind of like, are you able to accept like that sort of love in your life? Or are your, were your parents kind of mean to you?
I just want to be clear about one thing. It's not hard for me to accept love and respect. I demand it. So that's what I receive. I would say, though, that that's not a deal breaker or a deal maker for me because it's expected and I would take nothing less.
It's a really good answer, Heather. It was really good. You were so powerful there.
I feel really powerful right now.
I just want you to know I love and respect you all the time.
Wait a minute.
What about you, Squelch?
How do you feel about me, Squelch? We haven't really touched on this yet. I'm dying to know.
I just feel like you're really intimidating and confident and really beautiful. Like all, like every, like I haven't really experienced people like you before, but I want to get to know you and I'd like to be your friend. And I think my locker's next to you.
So Heather's, what do you think? Do you want to give her a shot? Well, can she be part of the crew? What do you think?
Wait, I have one more for Heather McNamara.
Okay, Squelch, I was just about to co-sign and say that I actually really like you, but you just messed up my name again, okay?
Yeah, but you
it's
guys
McNamara.
McNamara.
There you go, sweetie.
But Heather, you have to understand, I'm not always that quick, and I'm easily intimidated. That's why I'm 25 and still in high school.
I can see it in the bags under your eyes.
Thanks.
Is that why you're speaking in like a slightly higher pitched voice?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, what do you think? I don't know what I mean by it. I just, what I hear.
Maybe.
You sound like somebody who's drank a lot in college and now doesn't have any self-respect.
All right, maybe, all right. Enough, guys. Enough.
No,
this is too much.
No. It's awesome.
Okay.
Ask me your question, Squelch. Go ahead, but say it with me. What's my name?
Heather McMerses.
Girl.
Okay, but
McMersa, I love that.
You know what? Hold on one second. What is that
infection?
Like Heather McMersa? Is that what you said, Squelch?
Well,
Squelch, I love you. You're kind of a Heather.
I kind of love this, Heather. From now until the end of time, you shall be known as Heather McNamara.
Yes, you're part of the group. This is great.
I think it's like one of those diseases you might get in a cruise ship. But, okay, wait. She doesn't compliment your wardrobe ever.
Oh. Well, that's definitely a deal breaker. I mean, I don't understand what else we're going to talk about. War politics? No, thank
okay,
you.
Wait. All three Heathers, here's my last question. What would be a deal maker?
Money.
Nice.
Beauty.
Nice.
Cars.
You guys are quality people.
Cash. standing up for what's right.
Yeah.
Oh, like what? Like, what do you think is right?
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong. Pollution.
Yeah.
Racism.
Yeah.
Not doing squats.
Failing high school. Dating older men. Yeah, sure, Heather.
All right, we all have to go
you
back to class now.
You are fucking amazing.
It's time
Sorry,
for class.
Sorry, Mr. Duncan.
All right, we're breaking character. All right, so let me quickly introduce everyone. It's Brendan, Melanie Field, Brendan Scannell, and Jasmine Matthews. Thank you so much. You guys are all part of the cast of Heathers, and you're awesome. It's a new show from the Paramount Network, and we're going to play a clip in a second, but it's a new original series that premieres Wednesday, March 7th at 10 p.m. on the Paramount Network. You guys are awesome.
You guys are so fucking brilliant.
Oh God. You're great. I didn't know you were going to be playing a student, like for real.
I want to play with you more. Can we do it again sometime, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations so much on the show. We actually watched the first episode.
Thank
and it's great.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
For having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for joining us. And please come like hang out with me in LA.
Okay. Can you fly me out there?
Squelch lives in LA now. Turns out she's a big fucking deal, bitches.
Yeah, that's right. LA bound.
All right. Love you guys.
Thanks a lot so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
So Paramount Network presents Heathers, an hour-long pitch-black comedy anthology series based on a 1988 killer cult classic film of the same name. Anna, you've seen the original Heathers.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. And this one's set in the present day. Veronica Sawyer, who's the lead character, she deals with a very different but equally vicious group of Heathers, who we just spoke to, and the popular clique that runs her school. And if you thought the original Heathers was brutal, wait till you meet these Heathers. We just met them, and they are pretty brutal.
Oh, my God.
So they also have guest appearances.
I was not expecting that.
I wasn't expecting it either. Guest appearances by Selma Blair and the Heathers royalty herself, Shannon Doherty, from the original Heathers.
Amazing.
Again, Heathers, new original series, premieres Wednesday, March 7th at 10 p.m. on Paramount Network. Here is a clip.
Dear Diary, I know what you're thinking. Calm down, Veronica. It's only high school. It doesn't mean anything. But you don't know what it's like nowadays. Anything she posts about me will be cement. Every school, every job I apply to, every guy I meet for the next 10,000 years will all know me as the girl who spilled art all over Heather Effin Chandler. I mean, congrats, Society 2.0. We've given a random high school junior in Sherwood, Ohio, more power than William Randolph Hearst. God, why did I call her a fatty? I wish Heather Chandler would just die so that I can finally be free.
Hey, Allison.
Hey, Anna.
Okay, we're going to get into a couple of games here really quickly. Good. But also, Sim, did you know that Allison was almost a professional ice skater?
You told me that. That's amazing.
I know.
Well, do you have video, like old video of like you doing triple X's?
That's the worst thing about growing up when I was my age. There weren't any cell phones.
There could have been the, you know, the
worst
Super
thing or
8,
best
the,
thing.
No, didn't have that. There's no record of my past. I have no idea what I was like as a girl. I knew that I skated. I didn't get very far. I wasn't a professional skater or what's the other one? Competitive or professional. I just had the dream of doing it and did my, you know, my compulsory figures, which are those things that, you know, how they go out on the ice and they cut figures and they have to go over, trace exactly the loop they did. And judges are down on the ice looking at your blade go by and making, oh, it's crazy. I did my first or second test, and there's six of them. And then I had my big old accident where I went through a play glass window and my skating career was over.
Oh man.
As was my life almost.
Which is a crazy story. But Allison, maybe it's a quality that I'm not sure you fully recognize. I bet you do. But I think that you're a lot more competitive.
Oh, you very competitive.
Think. I know you are.
Highly competitive.
I know.
To the point where, I'm in my family, I'm the one who throws the boards and throws ping pong paddles at my brothers. And I'd scream and cry, like unusually competitive. So much so that I have dreams like where I'm talking to an Indian chief and I'm like, I will help you set up for this war, but I got to go. I will help you at the Olympics set up the lanes in the swimming pool for the race, but I can't be here for the competition. I got to go. Like knowing how
do you bail?
I got to go. I can't compete because it costs me too much. I don't know.
I think that it's because you're so fucking brilliant that you get impatient sometimes with people who aren't as brilliant as you are.
I don't think I get impatient with.
Sometimes I see a little bit in your eyes every once in a while. You hold it. You like, I get it because I get a little impatient sometimes. Well, you know, on set when we're working the floor and working the scenes. Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes I get more frustrated when there are like huge group scenes and it's like, oh, it's such a clusterfuck to block those things and get. And it's like, oh my God, it's crazy. I would never want to be a director just because of group scenes. I would just melt. But I do. I don't know if that makes me. I don't know what makes me competitive. It has to have been my brothers. It has to have been my family. You're competitive too.
Yeah. But I also think that it's a testament to how smart you are. That it's like, well, I've already figured out this puzzle. Why haven't you?
Okay. Sometimes I am that way, but sometimes I don't have it figured out. And I hate that I don't have it figured out.
Well, that's just what I see.
All right. I like what you see. You see, well, sometimes we see things about other people that we don't see in ourselves. I mean, I can see things about you that you can't see, and you can see things about me that I can't see. Oh my God.
Do you have X-ray eyes?
I see you are wearing a nude bra and you are wearing orange underwear.
Yeah, but that's just because you watched me change earlier like you normally do. Okay, deal breakers.
segment.
Oh, God. I don't think I've done this before.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Last time we didn't do deal breakers.
No, I've never done this game. I'm very excited.
He has a neck tattoo.
Great. What's it of?
It says, I don't know, El Chapo. Or it says like milkshake.
Okay, or, so we're talking like a big neck tattoo, not just a little one on the back of the neck.
There's definitely a few. There's like more than four letters.
That would scare me a little bit. I would get a little, that would make me take a step back. They'd
sure?
have to do a
what
lot of charm
like
talking.
What if he throws you down on the bed and he's like, girl,
if
shake
I,
my milk.
I might get past the tattoo if the guy was really, really charming. He'd have to be incredibly charming and have a good story about why he got the tattoo. And then I could get past it. But on first glance, I'd be like, if someone was like, oh, I'm setting, you got to go talk to that guy. But no. Not with that tattoo. No.
All right. Well, it was at Seaview Community College. And, I was a sophomore. It was right before I dropped out. And, we sort of made a kind of our own fraternity, even though the college didn't have a Greek system. We like made our own fraternity, you know, and it was the requirement that we all got milkshake tattoos. And I don't know. I don't regret it, but.
A milkshake tattoo.
It's held me back in my acting career a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Have you ever thought of having it removed? Can you get that removed?
Man, I would love to. I just need a little cash flow.
Right. Right.
But...
How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I told you this, babe. You know that.
I don't know why I'm forgetting in this moment, because...
Yeah, I'm 26.
26, that's right. 26, 26. You know what?
It's also my lucky number.
Yeah. I'm actually... just your age backwards. So I'm going to go. My car's here, and it was really nice talking to you, and good luck with your...
Babe, we're at your place.
Isn't that so funny? It looked familiar, and yet I felt like I was somewhere else. I was lost, and I think that must be your Uber that just arrived then. I called for you or someone.
I don't know.
I didn't know what was happening.
I think I was... I think you should totally bone this dude.
Way.
Then you can tell me about it in
too
the
young?
Morning.
Too young.
I can't do that. I can't. I'm not a bone. I don't bone. I'm the worst, like, at having
bone.
Hookups. I've never had a one-night stand with anybody. I've never hooked up with anyone in that way. I am too shy. I'm too, I've never done that. Isn't that crazy? But I haven't. I'm a serial monogamist when I have been with someone. And the most I've done is kiss someone without, you know, on the side.
I know, I'm the same way. Sim, you've hooked up. Have you had one night stands? You've had one night stands.
Yeah.
You've had a lot.
I mean, no, not a lot.
Look at him. He's so cool.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that trying to be cool. You asked me a question.
I know, and then I'm sorry. But is it...
Sim, you're married.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I forgot to say. I saw some pictures of the wedding.
Oh, thank
I'm
you
so
much.
Excited for you guys.
Thank
did
you.
She do a good job
she
officiating?
She was amazing. She did the best job. She really did.
She looked pretty cute in the picture.
She's
with you
wearing
guys.
Uggs.
I know. I loved it.
Isn't
I thought
amazing?
That was
amazing.
Either because she didn't want to sink her heels into the grass or just be, she wanted to be
comfortable
and grounded, which I understand. I love that.
She did an amazing job. Thank you again.
Do you feel different being married? Are you?
I do. I feel.
Do you feel safer? Do you feel like you're
I
like,
I just feel a lot more confident.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay. I think marriage gave me a new sense of confidence.
I like that.
Really?
I think so.
That's cool.
I like it. Oh. I love wearing this ring.
It's really pretty. Where did
you guys
get them made? What are they?
And this is a platinum gold. No, was it not rose gold.
White gold.
White gold. White
gold.
Yes.
Okay.
And
you can tell by the color.
It is. It's white. And
it's
is.
White.
It's not rose.
Yeah, we got
or
it from a jeweler.
Yellow.
Wait, what'd you say?
That's
well, me. You would know if it was rose gold because it would be rose colored.
Oh, is that what rose gold is?
Yeah,
it's right.
I didn't know.
That's
so cute. I love that you didn't know that.
What makes sense, rose color. Okay, fine. I just thought it might have been just a title.
I love that.
A different type of gold. Called, all right.
Whereas white gold, it could be platinum or white gold.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
Okay, we're off track.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Deal breaker.
Whenever he gets a boner, he says... Boner alert.
Oh my God.
Hey, babe, boner alert. Boner alert.
Every time?
Well, I mean, you...
Oh, it's kind of stupid. I don't like it.
At work, he'll text you, you know, sort of randomly.
And he says, text boner alert? I would not...
But he's a really good lover.
Really good lover?
Really good. Really good.
All right. Then I might have an affair with him. Okay. Just about sex and not about anything else.
What if you embraced the idea and sort of counteracted? Like, what if you had like went on, you know, counterattack, I guess. Like you just said, like, wet pussy alert.
I mean, to try to like get him to see how ridiculous his is.
Yeah.
I think he's a guy who probably would enjoy seeing that back. But that would be my tactic, though, to go that way. So not to outwardly tell him it did bother me, to do it to keep throwing things till he said, "What? Oh, that kind of turned me off." I was like, yeah, well, boner alert kind of turned me off.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of juvenile to say that. That's very high school juvenile.
Listen, these are most of these guys are pretty juvenile.
Yeah, I haven't liked any of these guys so far.
All right.
But we're not trying to set me up here.
He sells Avon for a living.
Oh my God, no. Deal breaker.
What if he's really successful?
Wow, that was immediate.
I don't want a door to... Oh, I just don't... I don't think I'd be happy with a door-to-door salesman. But listen, truthfully, what I really should be saying is, if I fall in love with someone, it wouldn't matter if they sold peanuts. I would believe in those peanuts. I would build it. That's a line from a famous play. But if he did... I fell in love with them. Why not? Well, who am I to say?
So yes on the Avon guy?
Sure. If I fell in love with them, why not? Yeah, absolutely. Change my mind in the middle of that.
Okay. He dyes his pubic hair.
for what reason?
Well, it's gray.
Oh, so it's gray?
He's embarrassed that his pubic hair is gray.
But his hair is gray too, but he just dyes his pubic hair. Or his hair didn't turn gray for some reason and his pubes just turned gray, so he's dyeing those.
We'll turn to Sim for this one.
I don't know if there's any correlation. I don't know if you're gray hair on your head, that means you have gray hair down there. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that works out.
Well, you know what? I can answer this question.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm going to answer this question. But I have my hair, I mean, I dye my hair, I'm completely gray. And I am not gray downstairs.
That is so crazy because I am blonde up there, and but you're a little darker down there.
Really?
Uh-huh. Always have been.
But,
Do you want to see? You're probably, you know.
No, I actually haven't. But you are, okay. So that means you're not a natural blonde?
Oh, no. It's just like a different set of like, you know, follicle.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. The rug does not match the curtains.
Yeah, but that was always like a dude's, like, whatever. Like, it's like a historical, scientific fact that that sometimes hair follicles in different regions of the areas are, you know, they have different pigments.
I see.
Pigment levels.
God, you were so... You know so many things.
Well, I went to University of Washington.
That's right.
And then I moved down here and immediately got Scary Movie.
Oh my God. All right. So listen, I'm not going to judge him. I might, if I fall in love with him, I might convince him. You don't need to do that, babe.
You have to judge him. I'm sorry. You if do? Any dude is dyeing his pubic hair.
It just seems like there's an awareness of how much inspection will be going on. So it's either gets around a lot, which is totally great. Yeah. Like, I'm cool.
Yeah, you're not going to be turned off by gray pubic hair, are you?
No.
Wait, you've hesitated.
No.
Well,
I haven't never really ever seen any. I've not now, been with a gray man, pubic hair man.
I don't know.
We're going to have to try it. I don't see why not. As long as it's groomed.
As long as it's groomed.
Groomed.
What do you think, Sim? Should we do...
Let's do that game. Well, there is a game that Cassie came up with.
I have to lead the game?
Yeah, it's the same thing we did last time, but it's round two.
Okay, so
it's
do you guys
it's about
to,
you. You should love it.
I do. I love all things about me. but should we have... Do you guys write down your answers or what?
Yeah, we write down our answers.
Allison.
Okay.
Here you go.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know the answers to these.
Oh, no. I'm terrible. I'm not going to... Okay.
Wait, if you don't know the answer to them, any of them...
But Cassie does.
Cassie, come sit by me.
Okay. Number one. Who was my biggest celebrity crush growing up? This is called, by the way, dear listeners, who knows Anna Faris best? And also, by the way, today we have the brilliant Allison Janney.
Yeah, we never introduced me, did we?
And
oh my God,
Sarna.
I love that. So funny.
Okay. Who was my biggest celebrity crush growing up? Okay, fine.
Oh, wait a second.
Can you just give us like an age?
Nine.
You were nine? When you were nine?
Ten. Ten. What is my favorite thing to do in the? Wait, no. my biggest pet peeve.
Oh.
What is my college degree in?
Wait, what's the second one?
My biggest pet peeve.
Oh, your biggest pet peeve.
Okay. All right.
Let me see.
What medieval torture device do I have sitting in front of my house to greet guests? It's not medieval, by the way. It was
I don't know
invented I think around the like around 17 I think it was invented around 1746 or
well,
maybe
that
a
gives
little bit
it away.
Later. Fuck you.
These are hard.
Yeah.
Are we at question five now?
These are hard for me too.
Yeah, Cassie,
damn.
These are hard questions.
I don't know any of them, so I'm going for comedy.
My favorite t-shirt? Cassie, you
what
know me
mean?
Better than I know myself.
Your favorite t-shirt? How the hell are we supposed to...
I know. I'm going to
Hey,
put...
in my defense, I wrote like 15 of them and I said, pick your favorite five.
So why are
it's
you
true.
Picking, why are you picking the ones that you don't even know?
Because the other ones I don't know either. Like these are like...
So you don't
this
know...
The best
you can't
I'm doing.
Pick five that you know?
Fuck you. No, I can't. This is hard.
Favorite t-shirt.
Okay. I'm just answer like what you just
yeah just come up with some ridiculous things. You both lose and I win and blah blah blah.
I
okay. Yeah. Number one, biggest celebrity crush growing up.
Well, Elmo, of course.
I have Kirk Cameron. I don't know why. Kirk Cameron from Growing Pains.
Okay, Allison, you totally win because I don't think Elmo was like around when I was 10.
Come on.
That means you think that I'm younger than I am.
Oh.
So ding, ding, ding. And fuck you, Sim, for Kirk Cameron. But you are kind of close because it was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who was also on Growing Pains. And I knew he was going to be a big star when I watched
wow.
him on Growing
oh,
Pains.
Oh, God. Do you know how many times I've heard you say
it's
that?
It's true, though. I'm so proud
Sim,
of it.
Sim, everyone knew that.
That's bullshit.
Everyone
knew that after they saw him in
that.
Gilbert Grape, not Growing Pains.
Sweet Jesus. No.
Growing Pains was it was
no.
a huge call on my part. And I was young when I made that
oh,
call.
Oh, oh.
I could spot talent at that age.
That's Billum.
Right,
seriously,
fine.
You've told me yeah. that like at least 15
I'm
times.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah, but you. But
I knew
you
Margot
Robbie.
Your co-star Margot Robbie. When I saw her in Pan Am,
that's
I knew
like
she was going to be a big star.
Who states
I know.
The,
I did too. I saw
there you
her
go.
That
yeah,
yeah
because
Everyone
she's fucking beautiful
Looking
and talented.
Gorgeous.
Fuck you. Come on. That's like stating an obvious fact.
How is that obvious?
You have
Pan Am was a TV show. You don't know if a TV show is going to be. I'm sure that show lasted four or five episodes. But I knew she was going to be the breakout. I just knew it. Just like I knew that Leo is a huge star in the making when he was 11.
Oh my God, you're such a fucking Dumbo.
Excuse me, how am I a Dumbo? I called those careers.
Because everyone else also
No one did. Else called those careers.
What are you going to say? Like, you saw like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and you were like, oh, Will Smith, he's got charisma.
He was talented. I didn't know he was going to be a major movie star. I thought he might go back into the rap direction. I didn't know what was going to happen after that. Independence Day was huge for him.
A lot has happened since my last time here at the podcast. You two are a little more testy with each other. Kidding.
All right. So Allison gets credit for that because she picked Elmo.
I can't believe I totally don't know these answers, so I'm going for stupid answers.
Medieval torture device.
Number two was pet peeve, right?
Oh yeah, pet peeve.
Well, feet.
I put people who are late.
That is a pretty good one. I also hate waiting for a parking space. Or like, it's not that I hate waiting for a parking space. I don't like when other people are waiting for a parking space. When it's like, I just want to park. I'll walk. Whatever. I don't know. I get impatient. So maybe that's related. So I think Sim wins.
I think Sim does.
But Allison, I also happen to I like feet, weirdly.
Why did you? I'm curious. Why did you?
Because I just tried to
maybe
pick something completely ridiculous.
Is that your pet peeve?
Nothing. At first, I put down liars, and I thought, oh, I don't want to try to be right because I really don't know what it is, and I could probably think, but I'm on the spot. I can't. But that was a good one to say people because we're kind of the same that way. We're always really on time, early to a fault, and early not to a fault, but to a point, whatever. And feet, I just put just because. I don't know. I hate my feet. I was thinking of me and my feet. I hate them.
First of all, I love your feet. You've been wearing a lot of high heels lately.
I know, and they're so sore.
Second of all, you know what I was thinking about today was how...
What?
how we're always early, then yet...
We're late.
when they call us down. Well, at least I am. I'm I'm coming.
I know. Get here an hour early to go over a script, read it, to work on stuff. And then when they're ready, we're like, yeah.
Yeah, fine. We'll be there.
5 minutes. We'll be there.
Joe.
It's just time. You know what it is? It's time when you're not at home and you can just have time to yourself just to, organize your thoughts, get yourself ready for the day. It's found time that you like to...
I like it when you sketch. Medieval torture device?
No, number three. Wait, three was college major, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know there was... I missed that one.
I sort of sped through it because it felt obnoxious.
Oh. I think it's the only one I know.
Yeah,
it's history, right? English lit. I put English lit or history.
No, you have to stick to your first answer.
No. What did I write?
I don't know, Allison. Does he get it?
He does kind of, because I didn't even get it. I mean, I don't even have it on here. I missed that one totally.
I put English lit history. I thought it was, I don't get it because my initial response was English lit, then I kind of put history next to it. So
it was history.
Because I thought you might have been a double major.
It was English lit.
It was lit. English.
It was, right?
Yeah, but Sim, to your credit, I have no idea what your major was. And Allison, I have no idea what your major was.
Yeah.
And Sim, I would guess... It would be something lame, like either economics or speech communication.
No, I was a film major.
Oh, okay, fine.
Wow, that's so cool. Okay, and film major,
Allison,
English lit.
I feel like your major, if I were to guess, would be something like, I'm going to go with either English or classical literature.
Oh, that's so much more highbrow. Mine was actually theater history.
Theater history? They have a special major?
Wow. They did at Kenyon College, a small little liberal arts college in Ohio. And they had a theater history major, and I went for it.
Can I bug you with something that's incredibly impressive?
What?
Would you do one of your tongue twisters that they made you do over and over in college? Do you feel
Oh, my God. Let me see. I don't know if I can do it. I've had a glass of champagne here.
This is amazing.
Are you copper bottoming, my man? No, I'm aluminiuming, mum.
Oh, God.
Say that, Sim. Are you copper bottoming, my man?
Are you copper bottoming me, my man? That was hard.
No, I'm aluminiuming.
No, I'm aluminiuming, mum.
But there's a really long one that you do.
Oh, Betty bought her butter, some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. So a bit of better butter, that would make my batter better. So she bought a bit of butter better than her bitter butter, and she put it in her batter, and her batter twas not bitter. So twas better. Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you
all
gotta
do
that.
All I can do is red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Do you want to say this?
Yeah.
One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they both felt smart.
One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two fart smell.
Two fart smellows.
They both smelled fart, is what you're supposed to. That's was nice, that stupid like little. Me? That was a dumb jokey. That like wasn't that. A real one.
What?
No, that was just a fun joke one to get you to say fart.
Oh, okay. All right.
Totally. Okay.
Number four is a medieval device.
Oh, yeah.
What is it, a stretching rack or something like that?
Guillotine, right?
Oh, a guillotine. Yeah. Where is there? I never noticed a guillotine by the front door.
I didn't notice it for years.
What the hell do you Someone not notice a
Cassie
guillotine?
I think Cassie pointed at me one day.
Oh, it's small and it's outside the door or in?
It's outside.
Lord, I must have been covered by a plant.
It's not very big. It's kind of small.
It's 4 feet tall.
Oh, it's pretty big, actually.
Does it work? Do you use it?
Okay. No, it was for a school project. It was about my family history. I'm part of the French Huguenots. We escaped the guillotine.
Okay.
And moved to South Carolina in, 1753 or something. Anyway, made this guillotine with my uncle, and I had a little basket on show and tell day with a little baby doll head.
Really? That's pretty dark.
I didn't have any friends. Anyway, we'll talk more about that later.
I'm thinking you as an Edward Gorey cartoon. I'm just seeing you as one of those girls in those cartoons, dark and just wore. I'm going off in a.
Last question though was.
Oh yeah.
T-shirt.
Oh yeah. Sim really wants to win this.
I have no idea. This one is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Favorite T-shirt.
What do you mean I really want to win? It's. I don't really want to win.
You always really want to win.
I'm the competitive one. I'm pretty competitive too. I'm not going to win this one.
This is. And I don't think either one of us should win because this whole game is completely ridiculous. Every single question is ridiculous.
This is the one I say. The Blondie T-shirt that I gave you. That's your favorite T-shirt. You remember the Blondie T-shirt?
I put Depeche Mode. Don't you have a Depeche Mode T-shirt?
She does.
No, I have a Joy Division.
Oh,
T-shirt.
Joy Division. That's finish. Okay. Same thing.
Joy Division.
No, Allison totally wins this. Okay, I need that. I might need that piece of paper back that you've been scrawling on.
Oh, sorry. All right, are you guys ready? So we're going to call, who are we calling first? We're going to call Sophie first, and she's in Pennsylvania. And she's 33.
Hello?
Hey, Sophie, it's Sim. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm going to introduce you to Anna right now.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi, how are you? It's good to talk to you.
Oh, you too. And I'm here with my fucking dear friend and the brilliant actress, Allison Janney.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Thanks for doing this. Tell us what's happening.
Oh, okay. So I'm having a hard time kind of trying to figure out my best strategy and whether or not I'm crazy. So my boyfriend's mom, basically, she's made it clear that she has a problem with me because I don't have or really come from any money. But now it's turned out that she's telling people that my boyfriend is choosing me over her.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Wait, how long have you guys been dating?
So we've only been dating like 6 months.
And how close is he with his mom?
Okay, so that's the thing. He's an only child, and his dad passed like 10 years ago. He and his dad were super, super, super close, and he and his mom weren't really all that close. He said then, though, once his dad passed, his mom has just become super overbearing and really controlling and holding money over his head, trying to control his life.
Is she dating at all? Is she with anybody?
Oh, my goodness. That's a whole other scenario.
What's going on there?
She's been dating this guy who's 75 for 7 years, and he lives an hour and a half away. And she'll tell us stories about, oh, he missed my birthday and he doesn't want to see me and I don't talk to him for weeks at a time. And she continues to want to be with this guy, even though he's made it perfectly clear he doesn't want to be with her, at least from the secondhand stories that I hear.
Oh boy. She sounds pretty.
So this all kind of like came to a head just a couple of weeks ago when we went out west for a birthday trip for me. My birthday was a couple of weeks ago, and my boyfriend, you know, decided he was going to take me out, not get me cold for my birthday. And the whole time she had kind of been like alluding to asking what our financial arrangement is, or telling us stories about how her and her boyfriend's arrangement is. And then she told us a story about how she was dating this guy who couldn't pay half. And well, I just dumped him because I don't feel like I should have to subsidize somebody's vacation. And all the while also like insulting me about not making a lot of money or my business not doing as well as my boyfriend's. And the pièce de résistance, she ended the trip. We're getting our baggage at our home airport. And my boyfriend says something cute and sweet to me. And he's like, oh, boo, I can't wait to be with you forever. And his mother comes in between the two of us, at which point I just sort of walk away. And I hear her say, for now.
Okay.
She sounds terrible.
A couple of things.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I have a lot of thoughts going through my mind. What do you think?
Well, okay. How frequently do you and your boyfriend talk about her? Like, are you able to sort of be open with him about your feelings about his mom? Like, what's the level of communication there, like on a scale of 1 to 10?
He has kind of primed me on her before the trip, that she's really overbearing. And I've sort of like overheard the way he talks to her before that I'm just like, oh, man, I would never. And my mom's like a hot mess, and I would never say the things to her that he has said. So he knows the level of like crazy, and he's actually disowned her after that whole baggage claim thing. He screamed at her the whole way home, and this whole thing ended with was like, you need to get counseling and I don't want you in my life.
So if that happened, then what's happening right now? Like if he's sort of being a leader in his relationship with his mom and your relationship, what's the status at right now? Like, because I'm just worried that it's going to come, you know, obviously in between you guys, that he finds himself.
But it sounds
himself,
like he took a stand against her and said,
yeah,
you know,
it sounds like he's prioritizing you, Sophie.
Yeah, you should feel great about that. I like that he took action against his mom and said,
Totally. And it's actually our relationship has really weathered it well. My question is actually more of the external. So he and I had talked about it, and I am more of a people pleaser. But because he sort of disowned her, she has gone to his friends and said, oh, my son has chosen this new girl over his own mother. Can you believe what a horrible person she is to put him in this position? Not only that, but he owns this business, this wildly popular business in our area, and I do some work for him, at which times I have to be in there. A couple of days ago, I'm in there doing work, and she just pops up out of nowhere.
That was a scary visual.
I know. I just saw that happen.
I'm imagining like a wooden bar, and she's suddenly like, ah! I'm here, Sophie.
Just this person that doesn't smile and is just has this cantankerous look on her face constantly. It's horrible.
Oh boy.
Well, I think, you know,
well, I don't know what to tell his friends, you know, like, because on one hand, you know, I don't want to enable her behavior and just pretend like it doesn't bother me or pretend like it doesn't matter. But on the other hand, like, I am certainly not going to engage or try and like get her to like me.
No,
or even like if his
you don't have to defend yourself. If his friend, listen, Sophie, if her, if his friends, if she's telling them that, and they're his friends, if someone came to me, someone's mother, and said that about a friend of mine, or I would take it with a total grain of salt, knowing this woman
was, oh my God, yes.
And if anyone chooses to believe her, you don't need them as friends, and neither does your boyfriend. I mean, this woman sounds, she is not, she needs therapy. And that's just sick.
And
what she's doing.
Sort of on a side note, I would, you know, always question the source a little bit. Like what is somebody's motivation? Is it just like a friendly heads up? Like, hey, listen, you know, whatever, Sam's mom came to me and said that, you know, that you're whatever, a gold digger or whatever they're saying. I would question the source because, usually there's not a ton of reason, of rational reasoning behind spreading that kind of gossip. So I don't know if you found out that she was going to his friends from the friend or from somebody else or from him or from the mom, but I would be sort of careful in how you examine the credibility and the motivation of sort of all these people, all these voices. People crave drama. That's why I started a fucking podcast.
my boyfriend mentioned about how his friends were bummed out that he had started a relationship with me because they wanted him to be single for longer. And I almost get the same vibe from his mom.
Okay, wait. His friends told him that, and then he tells you that?
Yeah, is that bad?
Why did his friends say that to him? Why do you think they said that to him?
Well, okay, actually, in context, he had ended a 2-year relationship maybe a month before we started dating. We had known each other for a year, and I also had ended a 4-year relationship 6 months before we had started dating. And we had every intention on keeping it casual, but it just kind of like snowballed out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that there might be something to flag a tiny bit that your boyfriend's telling you about the drama coming from his friends and his mom. I think that a strong person, a mature person, can usually protect their partner from that unless they have the need for instigating, which they may be not conscious or, you know, aware of their need for you know, flair and drama. But I would just flag that a little bit because it could be very indicative of, because that's something that's very difficult to change, especially, I don't know if your boyfriend's in his 30s, but that's something that's very difficult to change as you progress in life. Somebody who has a thirst for that or who was raised around that and can't necessarily make that shift in their 20s will have that hunger and for drama without even realizing it. Maybe for the rest of their lives. So that just is something to just clock. Because if I were him, I would protect you from that. I wouldn't tell you that like my friends wanted me to be single. And I don't want to like cause any fights between you guys. So maybe just keep that internal.
Yeah, I would think, why would he be telling me that unless he was thinking it himself? Like, why, like, oh, he's having...
No, and in you saying that, I'm thinking a bunch of my friends, are, not that they don't like him, but they're kind of, he's extra and they're annoyed by his extraness. And I certainly do not tell him that at all.
Right, and that's because you're kind and caring and you wouldn't want to hurt his feelings at all.
That's such a young dude thing to say.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is.
I mean, if he's in his 30s. It's someone in his 30s. I just, why would you say that?
That's like, you know, that's sort of like, I want to go to the strip club mentality. Or some, I don't know if that's quite akin to that.
But I know where you're going with
it. But it's like, I don't mean to make you feel insecure, but I'm doing it.
I'm just encouraged that he just stood up to his mother in front of you. And that's good, because that relationship can not
But was it in front of you, Sophie? Or was it something that he talked about after?
That's a good point. Did he say it? Did he tell you?
Oh, no. It was in front of me. in the car, because in the moment he had just called her out. He was like, you know what? You're rude. You're offensive. And we had moved on to walk to the shuttle. But then she tried to continue to converse as if nothing had ever happened. Oh, have you been to Canada? I'm going to the Hyatt. And then my boyfriend just lost it and said, you're disgusting. I can't believe you've acted like this. I'm too good of a person. She's too good of a person. And ended it by disowning her.
Well, okay, so here's, to me, there's also, do you think that this is the way have they formed a pattern of this kind of communication where they yell at each other? And if so, that's also something that that might be quite difficult to break. Because if she's numb to the idea that her son is yelling at her and she can't absorb it, and maybe this is something that he's done a gazillion times, if you're not used to that level of or that kind of communication,
that's a hard thing
to fold into. And
how did you know? That's exactly what happened. She was like Teflon about it.
I love you. I love it when people say, oh, essentially, Anna, you're right, even though you're unqualified. No, but I just want to protect you in sort of going forward with this, because I could see, I mean, you're vulnerable. You seem like you communicate in a really healthy way. And you're sort of entangled in this environment of a lot of weird passive aggressiveness and abuse. And so I just want to make sure that you're protected and that you can recognize that you're not crazy and that there are other sort of factors going on. And what it may take is some incredibly honest communication with your boyfriend. And saying like, listen, this isn't how I grew up. I'm not used to this kind of, this level of confrontation. Help me. I love you. I hope you love me, or whatever, however vulnerable you want to be. But I think that the idea of sort of honest communication is the only way to proceed. Otherwise, I'm worried that you're going to get hurt. You're going to be like sort of lost in the wake of this fucking crazy duo.
And
I want you to feel protected. And I think that that involves, you know, like, a lot of communication with, and make it simple and undramatic and straightforward and honest and, with your boyfriend. But I say this only making this effort if you really love him and if you really want to, because it's going to take a lot on your end. It's going to take a lot because this is an entwined, complicated relationship.
Absolutely. Well, and the unfortunate thing is that because he is A, an only child, and B, I did grow up that way, except, and like I told him, I had the luxury of my parents being like drug addicts. So I could always just kind of point to that and be like, I don't associate with them because of that. And nobody would judge me.
Sophie, that's a really funny, like in the most horrible way, but the funniest thing I think that's been said all day.
The way she delivered it.
I had the luxury.
Casual delivery.
I just had a really long amount of years to be doing this. So I don't want him, and a lot of my concern is coming from his friends knowing that about me and thinking, oh, well, Sophie doesn't associate with her family, so she's just trying to get him to alienate his family the same way.
Well, listen, the other element too is that when you enter a mature relationship, friends become less important, and a strong opinion from a friend that tries to infiltrate your relationship, if the relationship is strong enough and you believe in it enough and you're both on the same page, then the friend becomes, not necessarily worth your time or envy, I guess, reveals itself. And so that's an important thing to remember, that maybe his friends are trying to cling on to him and they want him to be single so they can like whatever, fuck around and feel like they have their bro back or whatever, for whatever reason. And that's something that
I believe that people should kind of grow out of at a certain point. And maybe your boyfriend's not quite there yet. But I don't know. Maybe Sim can speak a little bit to this. Because
everything you're saying is 100% correct.
But you've
Keep going.
But
seriously.
You've had friends that have been like, dude, what the fuck, man? I thought you were going to be single and hang out with us in my 20s.
Totally. Once you hit a certain age, I mean, I feel like the maturity takes over at that point. And then those friends they shouldn't be your friends if they're still doing that at a certain point.
It's because they're longing for what you have, I think, essentially, because most people at some point want to have companionship. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot. Sophie, you have a lot of things to...
Let's give her some final advice and just something that she can take away with from this.
I think that it sounds like you're amazing, and I would just encourage you to be really open with your boyfriend, because it seems to me like you are not in the game of trying to infiltrate. Like you don't want to come in between like the relationship between the family or the friends or anything like that.
I want more family. I don't want less.
Right. And I think that if you communicate that, and I know that you will, but also say like, but here are the challenges, and I want to be with you. These are the things that make me feel insecure. And part of it is that you make a lot more money than I do. Part of it is like your mother loves you so much, and it doesn't feel like there's a ton of room for me or potentially any other partner. You know, there's your friends sometimes. I don't know. Maybe take one at a time. Don't go to friends yet. wait a couple months before you go to the friends.
Right.
will you let us know how?
Hey, Sophie, Anna, that was some stellar advice.
Very good advice, Sophie.
Please listen back to Anna. It was really great. Everything she was saying is 100% spot on. And thank you so much, Sophie. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I love you. Please let us know.
Guys. You guys are awesome. I will, for sure.
Thanks, Sophie.
I have a good night, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll just wrap it up. We're going to do the next call next week.
Okay. All right. Oh, Jambone.
Oh, Ferris.
I love you so much.
I love you too, honey.
Oh, God. This is like my old line, but I'm so fucking lucky that I get to drive to work every day knowing that I'm going to see you.
I feel the same way. It really is. On all the craziness that's going on in my life, coming here is just like, it's just such a great feeling. I feel happy and safe here and love you so much. And
I feel so proud that in the scenes where it's just the two of us,
mm-hmm.
you know this.
I do.
That we're just like...
We know each other. We know how to work with each other, and it's easy. Like we're getting like our groove and
great dance. That's how it feels. It feels like I'm dancing with somebody that I've been dancing with for a long time.
Yeah,
and I don't even know how to dance.
We're going on Dancing with the Stars, you and me.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna take that trophy, baby.
Fuck you and me.
Can you see us?
Take me back to Manhattan. Take me back to New York. I'm just longing to see once more my little home on the 100th floor. Can you see that I'm lonely? Can't you see that I'm sad? I miss the east side and the west side, the north side and the south side. Oh, take me back to Manhattan, my dear old dirty town.
Yes. That was amazing. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
You didn't know any of the words. She's a